Today we celebrate the feast of Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of the Blessed Mother, the grandparents of Jesus. It's such a beautiful, beautiful thing to meditate on, that Jesus truly became a human in every sense of the word, except sin. And he wanted to live in a family, and he wanted grandparents too. One of my favorite statues that I've ever seen is the statue of St. Anne teaching little Mary sacred scripture, going through the Old Testament. And she's just before the age when she's going to be greeted by the angel Gabriel and be offered the gift of salvation by saying yes to giving birth to Jesus. It's wonderful to realize that the promises to her are singular, obviously, but they're promises that are also for us. They can help us to see that God's choice of us is just as certain. And he gives the grace that we need to be able to say yes. Oftentimes, when I'm at baptisms for children, I tell the parents that they have great dreams and hopes for their children, and it's almost as nothing compared to what God hopes and dreams and asks of these little children that are being baptized. That when Pope Francis's parents sat at baptism, they weren't thinking, we're holding the next pope. Or when Mother Teresa's parents were at baptism, they weren't thinking, we're holding St. Mother Teresa. And that's true of each one of us and the children that we hold. That if we are responsive as Anne and Joachim were, God will do amazing things through these little ones. If we don't hold them back, if we don't dissuade them, and if we can see the promises that God has in mind that are for us and for the salvation of the world. Anne and Joachim had to be a great encouragement to young Mary after she said yes to giving birth to Jesus. How her mom and dad had to be strong for her and for Jesus.